One of Wade Newsom's favorite poems he's ever written is called Participate.
Get lost in this moment. And let this moment foment a riot inside of you.
It was the culmination of lots of writing, traveling, and experimentation done by Newsom throughout the course of his life.
You know, I still have the journal that my dad got me when he first was trying to, you know, encourage me to start writing. I take it with me everywhere. It's a green journal, and it's got, like, this old gold, like, crazy outline on the front of it.
Newsom grew up in Oklahoma. He was a fan of the Def Poetry Jam series on HBO. He loved hip-hop, the Beastie Boys, Run DMC. He started to write like the musicians he listened to, but through high school, he kind of lost that passion. He played basketball in college and studied business, and after school, he didn't see much opportunity back home, so he headed west when he finished school at the turn of the century. It was during college that he picked up writing again to deal with the changes of going to school and trying to figure out what he would do with his life.
I remember driving over Independence Pass for the first time and just being in complete awe and just feeling that magic that you feel when you pull into Aspen or into that Rolling Fork Valley in particular, and just knew that that's where I wanted to stay.
Help me peel away these layers of indifference that I wrap myself in. Put the key in the lock of the box and unlock this notion that there's more to life than just surviving.
He worked at the St. Regis and eventually opened up a coffee shop in Carbondale. It was a place, he says, that really helped him open up to writing again.
Carbondale in particular is just such a breeding ground for crazy talented people, artists, musicians, poets, professionals, chefs. I mean, there's so much going on down in Carbondale that I had no idea until I like fully submerged myself in that community how amazing and creative it was.
And it was there that he finally was able to make writing a bigger part of his life. He started performing and being invited to events in Boulder to read some of his poems. He says it wasn't necessarily about what people got out of his writing.
It didn't really matter if anybody took anything away from it because it did so much for me to share. Just being that vulnerable in front of people and sharing a piece of yourself that can be a little scary to share.
But a year and a half ago, Carbondale lost its allure. It wasn't a place he felt like he could advance his career and life, so he and his wife started spending time in Southern California. He rents at his place in Carbondale currently, but is thankful for all the time he spent here. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.